Force devotee, Raghunath Das, whom you know, he came from this Krishna field somewhere in here in Hubli district at present. He came in the Kayastha caste. His father was a very rich man, about nearly 500 years ago. His father, two fathers, only one child. Father, two brothers, one only child, one, Raghunath. Father and uncle, they are owner of a Zamindar estate. At that time, it was fetching 20 lakhs, 12 lakhs to be paid to the king, and 8 lakhs of profit they had. 8 lakhs. Net income was 8 lakhs, and the gross 20 lakhs. Only one child in the family. So adorable. Mahaprabhu, after sannyas, he heard the name of Mahaprabhu. They had closer connection with Advaita Acharya, and also they used to help all the pandits, Sanskrit scholars, and their schools. They had their annual contribution to all the superior scholarly persons of the time in Bengal. When Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and from Ramkali went back to Advaita Bhavan, Raghunath Das came, and he saw him. And he became half man in love of Krishna. And the charm of Mahaprabhu, his beauty, and his personality, and his devotion, his preaching, his advices about devotion to Krishna, melted his heart thoroughly. Mahaprabhu could understand. He did not leave Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu told him, go home. Don't be over enthusiastic. Control yourself. Keep your divine love for Krishna within your heart. Don't expect it outside. Don't advertise. The time will come very soon when Krishna will make his way for you. Very soon we'll go now. Don't have an external show, but keep it in your heart. Srihau, Jihajau, Srihau, Nahau, Batu, Kame Kame Pailu, Bhamasindhu Kool. Gradually the chance will come to help your great Guru. Very soon your bright day will come. And he also addressed to his followers, look at this young boy. He has got immense wealth. Everything that is required for a young man for enjoyment, he profusely everything with him, but he does not like them. Does not like them. Krishna's grace has come down in his heart. He does not like anything. But he is mad for going out from the home of this material danger and to become a beggar, street beggar. For Krishna, he has become just to see to this ideal, high ideal, devotion, attraction, love of Krishna has made him mad. He is very, very fortunate. This royal dignity and this prosperity cannot please him. Then anyhow, he went home. And one day, Yeah, watching. You don't go to the harem, but you began to stay outside. Father and the other guardians, they thought that his condition had become very weak. So 10 persons were engaged to guard him. Any moment he may go out. 10 persons engaged. One day, they all in the morning, their family guru, Jadunandana Acharya, suddenly entered the house. And finding Raghunath in the outhouse, he met him and requested that, "I am going out for some important business. By my deity, there is none to worship. So please ask that Brahmin gentleman to serve my duties for a day or two during my absence. Please request in my name to do this." Then he gave this advice and they went ahead. And Raghunath also followed him. And the guards, they said that he is going, he is following the family priest, family guru, so did not interfere. Raghunath, on the way, requested the guru, "You go to in your own business, I shall go alone to request the gentleman to do the service during your absence." He also went early. And Raghunath took that advantage, perhaps requested that man, and he went in the opposite direction. He knew that whenever they will find that Raghunath is not coming home, where has he gone? They know that I shall go to Puri. They sent men towards the way to Jagannath Puri, but he went in the opposite direction, Raghunath. Opposite direction. They will come. Very soon, men will come to search me. Opposite direction. The whole day at the opposite direction. Then, in the evening, I went to some, and this milkman's house, and a little milk he begged and took and passed the time there in the cow shed. Then in the morning he began to start towards Puri. These people, when they find this Raghunath, the guard said he went with the family guru. The guard, his house, he is not there. Where has he gone? He must have left for Puri. So many men ran to that side, but he could not find him. They came back, and Raghunath, and that touched Puri. He managed to go. 12 days, day and night, he began to walk towards Puri. Only 3 days taking some food. Other days, no food was necessary. He was fed with divine love, chakcha. Only 3 days, and 12 days, 3 days he took something here and there. Puri. And when Raghunath inquired where Mahaprabhu is, already he had in that house, that a Gribale, Gambhira, Kasi Mishra Bhavan. He went there and they fell flat just before in the Uthante, in the compound, and just before Mahaprabhu. The attendant of Mahaprabhu, Govinda, he told the Raghunath has come. Mahaprabhu, introduced to Mahaprabhu. Yes. Look after him. He has come with great difficulty without food. He is only working. Take care of him for 3 days. Then he will manage for himself. That was the direction of Mahaprabhu. From that day, for a few days, perhaps he took prasadam there. After that he began to beg in the gate of the Jagannatham, then in the Chhatram, began to beg. The parents thought that it is impossible to take him here. They did not make further any attempt. But they sent one Brahmin, two servants and some money, go and hire a house and see that my son may not die without food. Try to feed him at least, and hire a house and try to keep him there, and at least some food you will manage to give him. They tried their best, but Raghunath, he was eating, begging. He could not. He invited Mahaprabhu for 2 years to take food there. By his request, Mahaprabhu took food, took prasadam there for his satisfaction. After that, Raghunath left that idea. This is only to practice some name and fame. Mahaprabhu is not pleased to have such prasad. In this way, when Mahaprabhu put him, Haru Damodar was the most favorite attendant of Mahaprabhu and the good scholar also. Raghunatha was also a scholar, he was a scholar. Afterwards he found from his writings, beautiful poetry in Sanskrit, he has written for us afterwards. So Mahaprabhu gave him in charge of Sarup Damodar. The Sarup Damodar, I request him to take charge of you, and he will advise you what will be necessary for your devotional life. But suddenly one day Raghunath approached Mahaprabhu. Why you have managed to take me out of the of my house, my home, and what is my best benefit? If you please say through your own words, then my heart becomes satisfied. Mahaprabhu in nutshell told the Jammabhakta Nasunibe, Jammabhakta Nakahibe, Bhalona Khaibe, or Bhalona Kuribe, Krishna Nam Sada Love, or Manushe, Radha Krishna Lila Saran Kuribe. This was it. I have given him in charge of Sarup Damodar. He knows, he is qualified even more than me. Still, if you want to hear something direct from me, then I say that don't indulge you in this worldly talk, Kakaribu, or attend worldly talks. This mundane matters, you try to avoid your best. Jammabhakta na sunbe, Jammabhakta na kahibe, ar bhalo na khaibe, ar bhalo na. And don't eat delicious dishes. Whatever will come up itself, ordinary food that you will take. Ar amani manade Krishna naam sada labe. Always try to take the name of Krishna with this attitude, amani manade. You give respect to others, but don't expect any respect from anyone. You give ambo, but don't expect any dealings, any respectful dealings from others. Don't never aspire up that. In this way, you will try to take the name of Krishna constantly. And Vrija Radha Krishna Seva Manasya Kali. And in the mind, in the inside, he will try to serve Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. Mentally you are in Vrindavan and you are rendering service to Radha Krishna Lila. This is my advice, main advice to you. And then again he took his hand and put into Sarup Damodar's hand, "I am leaving you in charge of Sarup Damodar. He is the best spiritual guide, teacher, and he will take care of you." And he said, when Raghunath entered the Puri, he reached Puri and stayed there. Mahaprabhu stayed 16 years still. 16 years Mahaprabhu was in appearance there and Raghunath was there. After 16 years Mahaprabhu departed and Raghunath left Puri and went to Vrindavan, thinking that I shall, what to get I have got, but only I want to have a view of Vrindavan Dham and then I will leave this body from Govardhan to Bhulupak. I shall try to mount in the highest peak of Govardhan and there, from there I shall fall down to the ground. And necessarily, I shall, my body will die. With this idea he went to Vrindavan. But there he came in touch of Sanatana Goswami and the Rupa Goswami and he found the beginning of a new life. What is this? Mahaprabhu has not departed. Mahaprabhu is living in them. Sanatana was dedicated power by Mahaprabhu to keep this real devotional current got from him in a new light, and they are asked to draw it from different scriptures to prove that what Mahaprabhu Krishna taught them, that is the very gist and the purpose of all the scriptures. Vidhi Shastri Rahameva Vidhu, as in Bhagavad Gita. The fulfillment, the attempt of every revealed scripture is to show me that I am the highest center. I am the absolute. Because Krishna is the absolute. Try to prove this, what I say to you. You try to prove from the help of the different scriptures and the historical reference, by any means, try to prove that Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Vrajalila Vrindavan Lila is the highest achievement for us. And that was beyond by them, those two brothers, and Raghunath came to have connection, association, and they found, oh, Mahaprabhu is here. He could not, he left the idea of living this world and joined them as a disciple of the Sanatana, their connection. Mahaprabhu gave order to Sanatana Goswami that my followers are very poor, helpless. If they come any time in Vrindavan, you have to look after them. Caretaker. You will have to be caretaker of all my poor disciples. Where have we come to Vrindavan? They came to Sanatana Goswami and he took the charge, took care. Raghunath was so self-forgetful. He was in the Radha Kunda one day, sitting, taking them. One tiger came and he took, drinking water by his side. He was not there. Sanatana Goswami suddenly reached there and he saw that incident. What is this? He, Raghunath, used to live on the shed of a tree And Sanatana Goswami requested, it is my order, you should construct a hut, a cottage, and you live there. Don't disobey. My request, I entreat you to do this. Then from that time, he managed to construct a small cottage and used to live there. This abnegation, this vairagya, was incomparable. The vairagya is the abnegation, indifference to the worldly enjoyment, was of very high degree, both the Sanatana group, all the Goswamis. But Raghunath, he surpassed all. When he was in Puri, Puri, sometimes in the beginning, begging prasad from the gate of Jagannath temple, then sometimes in the chatram, where generally the beggars are beaten by the rich fellow to some way prasadam, distribution, free distribution of prasad. Then he found that I am taking what is due to others, partner. For the Jagannath prasad, which is not sold, that is given to the cows of Jagannath. But when it is so much stale, that emitting bad scent, the cow also can't eat. That prasad Jagannath used to take and washing by sufficient water and putting some salt, he used to take that. And Mahaprabhu heard this, and one day when he was taking that prasad, Mahaprabhu approached and he suddenly took something and ate. Mahaprabhu, I have tasted many times of prasadam of Jagannath, but so sweet prasad I have never taken it. So what is the taste in the prasad? That mundane, so much faith, so intense faith in the prasadam, the rotten things which applying little salt he is taking and giving, and he is the son of a kingly style family, and he is, you know. In Vrindavan also, when Raghunath came, in last days he used to only to take one pot of this mud, a ghol ke ki wale, matha. Card with mixed with water and some movement, it produces something, matha, ghol, matha, buttered milk or something. He used to want pot, buttered milk and pot. That is not possible for a man of flesh and blood. They are really persons come down from the other world. So it was possible for them to show the idea of abnegation, indifference, vairagya. It is not possible for ordinary human beings of flesh and blood to observe such degree of abnegation, then he will die. But he created the standard, the ideal of such Bhairav Guru now. And he studied the production of Rupa Goswami, of the highest type of rasa, Madhura rasa. And he appreciated the very acme, the highest object, what is this divine service, the culminating point of divine service, that is Radha Dasya. So he is called Prayojana Acharya. Sanatana Goswami, generally conceived by the Parvati, by the Acharya of the latter days as Sambandha Jnan. What is what? What is our position in this world? And what is what? Sambandha. My position is higher in this hierarchy, spiritual hierarchy. That was explained more clearly by Sanatana. And what should we cultivate and how to attain to that end? That was mainly given by Rupa Goswami. In the domain of love, how we can attain fulfillment of our life, Rupa Goswami. And what is particularly the highest point of our attainment? That was very strongly shown by Raghunath Das, Radha Kanta. In his famous slok he says, Asa bhavi ramati sindhu mayi kathanti, kalu mayati gumi takkila sampatanti, tamti kitarnu mayi vilasya sinayi vapinme, ranavid bhaji nata varu bakari nati. This slok has given us the conception of our highest attainment in the school of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is that? He says, he is addressing to Radharani, mistress, my, the Lord of my heart, Padma Rasa. Asa Bhari Ramati Sindhu Mani, from long time, I am waiting with great patience to have your mercy. And that is so sweet to me, I cannot avoid it. It is heart melting, heart attracting, heart crushing. It is so deeply touching me, I can't avoid your service connection. Anyhow, I have managed to come so long time, so long way. I am an impatient man. Be gracious. If you are not propitiated, not gracious with me, then I have got no home, none. I have come to the end of my patience, my life will be finished here. Even so much so, what I shall do with this Vrindavan? The Vrindavan is of no use to me. Asanti kalu mayati kiyasam tanchit kipaya mayi yasukhundi. Prane, what is the utility of my life? Living, it is useless. For my existence, it is useless, it will come to end. No utility. And even this Vrindavan, is also not for my liking. I can't love this Vrindavan, which is associated with this Vrindavan. What to speak, even I can't. Relish the company of Krishna without you. Without you, even Krishna has no meaning in me. I can't tolerate you. Not my life, I can relish neither this environment, not even Krishna. If he himself comes to grace me, I can't relish that without your connection. So please be gracious. You are our limit. Without you, to get to achieve Krishna consciousness, that is no Krishna consciousness. Your position is such, so great and so beautiful in Krishna Lila. You are the center of all the Lila of Krishna. So without you, I can't conceive any life. And living, and even the Vrindavan and the Vrindavan, I extremely surrender to you for your grace, my mistress. Radha Dasya, our best fulfillment is in the service of Radha. Because Radharani can fully attract Krishna, grace of Krishna. She can only, the other half, who can draw the maximum rasa, ecstasy from Krishna, and who are in quantity as well in quality. So, those that are serving Radharani in their remuneration of service to Radharani, they get the highest type of qualitative rasa from Krishna. That cannot have in any other channel. And what comes through Radharani, that is of highest quality. So, the service of Radharani, that should be our samambhona of life. This was announced clearly by Raghunath Das Goswami Prabhu, and who is considered to be Prayojana Acharya, that he is the guide to show us what is, where is the, our best fulfillment of life. This Raghunath. So by coming in connection with this day and by our discussion, our poor attempt to discuss with all these things, we may be benefited in our achievement towards our goal. Das Goswami. Then, these are the day of advent of this Mahatma. Now we come to Vishwanath Chakravarti. This day is day of disappearance from this world. Day of disappearance. Vishwanath Chakravarti. After about 200 years after Vishwanath Chakravarti came, he composed the commentary of Bhagavad Gita, elaborate commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam, and many other books to help these devotees who came afterwards in this Sankalpa. It's a big acharya he was. Many things he has built in his own way to understand, to approach properly towards the shastic dispensation of Rupa Sanatana and the others, Bhagavatam Atyaka, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And by his grace, Baladev Vidyabhushan also composed the commentary of Vedanta, Govinda Bhasha. So there are many things to be read. Vishwanath Chakravarti was born in the Nadiya district, just on the near the Ganges, Devagram or somewhere. And he comes from Brahmin family, high family, and he himself was a great scholar of Sanskrit. He came in the line of Narottam Thakur, and he gave us extensive scriptures to help to know very precisely and very elaborately to know about the castings of Mahaprabhu, as well as Radha Krishna, Vrindavan, Navadvi, the Guru Parampara, Sanghara Dhavan, Aladhinsa Loka comes from him, and many things comes from him. He has written notes, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu. Rupa Goswami has written the ocean of the rasa, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and he says one drop of that. Then Sanatana Goswami Prabhu's Bhagavata, Vyad Bhagavata Mrita, he says one drop there, Kona. And Ujjal Nilamani, the jewel of supernatural world, Krishna, in Madhura Rasa, he has got Kiran Bindu. Kiran, one ray, particular ray of that. And then many booklets he has, and the poetry he has composed for us. So, and Mahaprabhu's Ashtakaliya Lila, just as Rupa Goswami has given Ashtakaliya Lila, 24 hours service engagement with Krishna Radha Govinda, Vishwanath Chakravarti has given us in Chaitanya Lila 24 hours of engagement in the service of Mahaprabhu he has given. So he has done a great service to the Sampradaya and to distribute his mercy towards us, Vishnu Chakra. Then another two god brothers, one Bharati Maharaj, one Padmat Maharaj, our senior god brothers, Sannyasi Disciple of our Guru Maharaj, they also preached. Bharati Maharaj was very popular. His preaching style was very charming and capturing. We appreciated his preaching in the beginning very much, attractive. And Padmat Maharaj was also one of the earliest disciples of our Guru Maharaj. He was born in this Sarup Ganga, on the other side of the Ganges here. And he saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur also chanting. He was born in a house, the next house where Bhaktivinoda Thakur lived for some time, Sarup Ganga. And from his childhood, he saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur and chanting his name. He told to me, in the early morning, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra just as one is calling a man who is far off, living. A man calling another man. In this way, living way, he was calling Krishna. And he was old and attacked with some rheumatism in his sweeping. And there was one cement chair was constructed. And he was walking, and when he felt fatigued, he used to take his seat. Our body is also there now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And in early age, he went to Prabhupada and took shelter under him. And he was posted in Puri, Jagannatham for a long time, Bhakti Kuti, appointed by Prabhupada, taking prasadam and living in Puri, Jagannath, Bhakti Kuti, as a protector of that house. Then when Prabhupada began his preaching life, he came and became a sannyasi. In Udala he established the mat in Odisha and preached there, especially in the... And when in the lifetime of Prabhupada, he used to preach in the whole of Bengal and outside also. One thing I remember about preaching, he's talking with, I am a newcomer in the mat, he's speaking to another gentleman. I went to preach in that quarter in some East Bengal now. They told, oh, you have come to preach here. Do you know there is one Siddha Mahatma on the side of that particular river? There is a person who is regarded as Siddha Mahatma. He has attained the highest end of life. Have you seen him? You have come here. And he is saying, I told him that there is many Siddha, this Alu Siddha, the potato wild. Siddha means, another meaning, Siddha means wild. So I have seen many Siddha, this potato wild, this Aram wild, this wild, that wild, so many wild things we have already. What do you say? You are insulting me? Yes, yes, this is not insult, this viewer of all those Siddhas. They know nothing. What Mahaprabhu has said, that is the highest. All other proposals are trash and this nasty thing. We have come from a great Mahatma to carry to you the highest Sammambho Nam of life of Mahaprabhu Srimad Bhagavatam. We are fit for all these the cheaters. In the garb of religion, they are cheating the people. That was the preaching, way and method of preaching, style of preaching of Gaudiya Mahārāja. So, I have got capacity, I tried my best to represent you what I know little about this Mahatma, and I pray and that they may be appreciated in power and they may get some favor from them. with this prayer, I'll stop here. Manishal Kalpatar Pashkiva
Patiyanam
Pavani Bhu Vashnavi Bhu Namo Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.